This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
Episode 1, Voyager Approaching, Becoming a Songwriter. To be honest with you, I never thought about being a musician when I was still a little bitty kid. There are many kids who dream of being on stage one day and make it big with the help of their parents or whoever. I did not. As a little kid, I spent most of the time with my family, and every summer we went down south to a Mediterranean coast and spent a couple of weeks there. I was never alone, because there were cousins and uncles coming southbound just the same. Well, we'd stay on campsites, and there were kids from all other countries. That's the way I grew up, and it were wonderful summers to be spent that way. And there was something that seemed so important from the very first day down there. It was the sea. You know, I love to sit by its shores. I love to dive in its waters for hours. And I love the wind and the weather. Always different, every new summer. Remembering back, I wanted to get into marine biology when I would be old enough to study. I would dedicate my life to this wonderful ocean that seemed not to care about time and all the worries of man. Not for me. In those days,
when I was young, I started wanting to know about the song. But anywhere I tried to find it, something else was going on. And instead of getting tired, people wondered who I'd be. Somehow the tables. As Robert Frost did say, in the colored wood I went along many splendid days. And from sudden out of nowhere, a spark grew to a flame. So burning like a fever, a voyager.
When did music become a shining star to light on my way? Well, that's a $64,000 question. I think it was when we joined as a family a mellow and warm summer night in a small restaurant far away from main roads in the old part of a coastal town. There was a little circus. Grown-ups and teenagers did their show that night. They were not professional, but you know, as kids are, my eyes grew bigger and bigger as the lights went gloomy and the night was heading on. After they finished, something happened, and that had an impact to me. It changed my whole life right that moment. A group of teenagers sat down and sang a song I still remember. One boy played guitar, other boys and girls used to sing along, and a crowd spread all around them and listened. That was wonderful. And it took me by all means.
And I could not stop to go on. Ever since that taste of wine, with the yearning that came from the soul, and no words could ever describe. There was many a good friend that I lost way back when, as the voyage was beginning, and not to be stopped again.
On our way back to the campsite, I told my dad that night that I wanted to learn how to play guitar. I said it twice, and he just said, "Right, got it, son." He surely knew the way kids are, but he also saw the fire burning in me. From that day until October last year, when he passed away, he was one of the greatest fans of my music. And I'm so proud that he has been. You see, I bought my first guitar from the money I earned from a job when I was 14. But I started writing songs and chose, as Robert Frost would say, the road not taken, without knowing what that meant way back when. I found a voice I could talk to others with. And most surprisingly, they listened. They still do. When you're on your way as a voyager, you're going the long way. It all needs time, but it's all bound to last and to go on forever, I guess. You want to get home, but it does not really matter when that coming home is becoming a reality. Then, the voyager is approaching.
Will I thank the good Lord for all the things He gave me in this wonder and His guidance? I'll someday rise again. Not a single step I'm taking without that on my mind. I'm a voyager approaching with a sweet home in my mind.
So for the first time I say thank you for joining me. I'm glad you came along and you listened. Tell others of this podcast or let them know by rating or liking, so it's a lot easier for them to find it. And you are also dearly invited to follow. Thank you.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to.
Painting on love, painting on love.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.